Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Makom HaPadus on Shabbos, and specifically regarding opening soda bottles with a metal twist cap. Me'at Hashem, in a future shiurim, we'll talk about the plastic twist cap, which is most of the soda bottles, but we're still talking about the metal twist cap. Now, we spoke out last time, there was a tzad that it's mutter to open it, that Rav Shaul Yaakov Fisher brought up, and he wanted to tie it that it was a kli already before I crack off that ring around the cap, because it was used as a cover, as a cap for the soda. And that Shlomo Zalman said, no, since it's made with a blank piece of metal you put on top of the soda bottle, and then the machine crushes it and makes it into a bottle cap, and then when you twist it and break off that ring, it makes it into a cap, that's called tikkun kli. So Shlomo Zalman did not like that heter. Now there's another heter that Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher and Shubas Ebn Yisrael brings it down, and so does the Dvar Yeshua. And I'll read you part of the lashon Dvar Yeshua says. It says, Vanisha Mati Vloy Oven. He says, I don't understand the problem with a bottle cap. The halacha is, he says, that by a kisem, by a toothpick, if you take a piece of wood and you're not trying to break off a toothpick, and you by mistake break off a little twig, and now I could use it as a toothpick, but I didn't try to do that. He says that the halacha is, based on a Magid Mishnah, that's not also. The Magid Mishnah says, regarding the Issa Metzarif, that in certain things, when you're making a tikkun kli, when you're trying to fix a kli, if you're not trying to do that, it's not also. Usually, even if you're not trying to do it, if it's a psik ratio, if it's sure going to happen, it's also. But when it comes specifically to tikkun kli, if you're not trying to do that tikkun, like you're not trying to make a toothpick, even though you inadvertently made a toothpick, it's not usher at all. And therefore he says, when you're opening the bottle, are you trying to make a bottle cap? No. You're trying to take out a drink. It's not like I'm trying to break off a twig to make a toothpick. I'm trying to open the bottle because I'm thirsty. I want to drink some soda. That's why I'm opening it up. I'm not trying to make a bottle cap. And therefore he says that it's not usher at all, because no one in the right mind opens a bottle cap in order to make it into a cap. It punked happens, but that's not what I'm trying to do. And therefore, based on this Magid Mishnah, he wants to say that it's mutter to open the bottle cap because I'm not trying to make it into a kli. That's what the Dvar Yeshua says, and the Ebn Yisrael, which Rav Shlomo Fisher, want to say this hatter. Now this, Rav Shlomo Zalman also says, he does not like this hatter. He says, because Lamaisa, when you open that soda, what's going to happen if you don't finish the whole soda bottle? You want to use that cover again to cover it back up. So therefore, when you're opening it, you have two kavanas. First of all, your main kavana taka is to open it up because I want to get the drink out. But I also have kavana that I want the cap to be a good cap so I can reclose it. And since you have both kavanas, so therefore it's also. It's not a doyma to the case of kisim where I had no kavana at all. The case of toothpick was I had no kavana at all for toothpick. Here, you're right, my ikar reason for opening a soda bottle is to get the soda out. But also, I also happy and also want it to become a bottle cap. And therefore, he does not like this heter because he says, here you also have kavana to make it into a bottle cap. Now there's a third serif to be matir, a third reason why someone to be matir is metal bottle caps, and that's the Cheshev Eifoit and Yitzhak Isaac Osband also in the Chuvus of Rivers of Ephraim, he brings down from Rabbi Osband, also wanted to tie this heter that he says that these covers are Kalim Geruim B'Yaiser. And they're not considered even kalim, since you're going to throw it out eventually. So it's not considered, like, right away. Therefore, it's not a keli. And he says, no issa tikkun keli when it's a mustiki, when it's gruim v'yaisa. But this svara is a paladika svara. And the reason is, because you know, clearly by a kisim, by a toothpick, even if you throw it out, it's still considered a keli, and it's also to do. Especially a bottle cap, which is pretty solid a piece of metal. It's pretty solid, and therefore really could be a kli. I'm going to throw it away. But it's definitely called a kli, and therefore that's not a good svara. Either, like the Paiskim argue on this Svara, look at the Kovetz Halachas on page Tavayim Beis, he argues very stark on this Svara, Akaponim, so we had three Svaras to make, Elamaisa, all of them are not so strong, and therefore, if Shlomo Zalman comes out, that a metal cap is also, and he even holds Midaraisa, it's also to open a bottle with a metal twist cap on Shabbos.